Rosh Hashanah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin, 2-7. The Mishnah teaches how they actually make formally the new month be the new month. The Mishnah says, Rosh Beis Din Omer Mukudash. The head of the Beis Din that's doing the sanctification of the new month actually must say the word Mukudash. It is sanctified. This is learned out from the Pasuk, the requirement, because it says regarding Moshe, in this is Vayikra Perek Chav Gimel, 23, Pasuk Mem Dalad, V'yadaber Moshe es Moedei Hashem. Moshe declared the Moed, the appointed times of Hashem, from which it's understood that Moshe had to actually declare it as such, Mukudash, and Moshe functioned like the head of the Sanhedrin in his day, so therefore the head of the Bezin doing the sanctification must actually say Mukudash. V'chol ha'am, and everybody who's present there at the time in the Beis Din, aside from the Dayanim themselves, Onan Achrav, Mukudash, Mukudash, they respond, repeating twice, Mukudash, Mukudash, it is sanctified, it is sanctified. Also not from Psukim. The Pasuk says, Moedei Hashem Asher Tikru'u Osam, the appointed times of Hashem that will be declared, that they will be declared. This is Pasuk Lamed Zayin. And although it says Osam, which means them, it's written missing a vav, so it can be read as atem. So tikru atem, you must declare it, and that would make it be the requirement for the people who are listening, if you will, to say mukudash mukudash. And there's a requirement to say it twice because it says mikra'e kodesh, which is a plural, a point, holy times plural, and therefore there's two declarations. We're saying not the mikra'e kodesh literally means holy events, but we are from learning to mean from the word like kore, to call it, to declare it, they have to be mikra'e kodesh, a double kedusha declaration, and again, therefore saying the word mukudash, based on that, twice, because it's plural, mikra'e kodesh, a double declaration of kedusha, so therefore they say mukudash, mukudash. Bein shenira bizmano, bein shlo nira bizmano. The requirement, says the Tanna Kamma, to declare the new moon as the new month as such by saying Mukudash is true whether it is decreed Bizmano in its proper time. That would mean that it's on day 30. So it's, well, the previous month was a chaser, was a short month. Or if it wasn't seen in its time, meaning it wasn't seen until the 31st day, making the previous day a male, in both cases, Mekadshino, so the Bezin's required to formally say Mukudash, and the response of Mukudash, Mukudash, both on day 30 or 31, as the case may be. Rabbi Eliezer Ber Tzadok Omer, Im lo nira bizmano, if they didn't see the new moon in its time, meaning on day 30, Ein makadshin oso, no need to declare it mekudash, Shekvar kidshu shamayim, because already heaven, so to speak, the Bezin Shamala up in Shamayim, or nature, which took its course, and Hashem arranged it, Tupshatim. Whatever the case is, it's now been necessarily decreed to be the new month on that 31st day, because the Jewish month can only be 29 or 30 days, and therefore for past 30 days, there's no chance for 31st day, and therefore it's been arranged either by the Beis Din in heaven, decreed it, so to speak, or since, you know, nature took its course, the way Hashem arranged the world, no need further for the Beis Din down here to decree it to be Mekodesh. The halacha is going to be like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, meaning that we don't have to say Mekudash on the 31st day, if you will. It simply would just automatically be, even without that declaration.